Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah, the next thing that we saw in the Mishnah is that kol hakelim shebemikdash yeshlam shniyim shlishim. So we talked about redundancy. And that is, of course, as usual, not what the Gemara is interested in talking about, but it's interested in talking about the next piece of the Mishnah, which it doesn't quote. We always find that the printer's selection of what we should be putting in here as an introduction or the sofer's selection is not exactly on target. And what we're going to be talking about now is the very next words, which are kol hakelim tzrichim tefila chutz mimizbeach hazahav mimizbeach hanachashis mipnei sheheim adama. How do we know this? Well, the Mizbach HaNechoshes, it says Beferish, Mizbach Adama Taseli. So we learned from there that in Ochinami, we make it, I mean, and there it's clearly talking about, it says, Mizavachtales Olotecha Veshlamecha, and so it's obvious it's talking about the Mizbeach, which is the, what we call the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, or today, the Mizbach of Avanim. So that's Beferish called Mizbach Adama. This was a Nogev Kos Halacha. When we stopped in the Midbar, we put up the sides of the Mizbeach, and then we filled it up, actually, with Adama. But where is the Mizbeach HaZahav called Adama? Ah, the Mizbeach HaZahav is called Adama because of the pasuk in which we're told that B'nei Kehat, their responsibility is for what? HaMenorah VaHaMizbechot, which means that the Torah is putting them. What do you mean, Mizbechot? They're totally different. We just throw them into one thing. So when you say Mizbechot, the idea is particularly to be makish. Itkush mitbechot ze leze. And therefore, they're both called Adama. The Chachamim Omrim. Now, this part of the Mishnah was crazy. The Chachamim say that, no, the reason is different than Rebbe Eliezer is saying. It's not because of your explanations, and therefore we call them. It's not because what we call them. It's because they are mitsupim. They cannot be makabel tuma. That's what we thought it meant. They cannot be makabel tuma because they're covered with gold and copper. Gold and copper are makabel tuma. We just said that was the reason why it should be makabel tuma. How in the world can you read the Mishnah that the Chachamim are saying, no, the reason that they're not able to be makabel tuma is not because the Torah called them dirt. It's because they're covered with gold and metal. That makes no sense. Adarabah, kivan de mitzupim ninu mitamu. That's a good reason for them to be mitame, not for them not to be mitame. What are you talking about? You're right. The Chachamim actually are arguing with Rebbe Eliezer. And the Chachamim are saying, no, you're wrong. They are metame. And they're metame mipnei she'ein mitzupim. We do not agree with you. We're chaylik on Rebbe Eliezer. And in fact, they do become tame. And the reason they do become tame, if you're going to say, but how are they, aren't they too big to be makabel tuma? No, because they're not kli eitz. They are kli zahav, or they are kli nechoshes. Or, it's another way to learn this. The other way to learn this is like this. We're not arguing on you. But the Rabbanan are saying to Rebbe Eliezer, Rabbanan, Rebbe Eliezer, Amri, my daitech, why do you need to bring a posset that they're considered to be dirt? Because, I mean, isn't there a good reason for them not to be makabel tuma anyway? Because you're saying it's only because they're called dirt. There's a very good reason for them not to be makabel tuma, you're saying, right? So it must be because you hold that we need that pasuk because they are mitsupim. And therefore, if I didn't have this pasuk, I would have to be agreeing that they would be makabel tuma. That's what you seem to be saying. So the way to read the Mishnah is, Omur Chachami, Mishum de mitsupim? What, that's why we need this drasha? That they're called Adama? No! Niftel batal tzipuyim gabayu. The plating is not considered to be a kli. The plating is bottled to the underlying wood. And therefore, we do not need this posik at all. So according to this, we're agreeing, the Chachamim agree, that you cannot be makabel tuma. They're only disagreeing as to why you cannot be makabel tuma. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, It's because of the Chiddush HaKro that it's called Mizbeach Adama, and then we have the Hekesh to the Mizbeach HaZav. But according to the Chachamim, it's very simple. These are Kli Eitz that are Asuim Menachat. That's the reason. So we don't need to come on to this whole idea. Now, what's fascinating is that the Rambam actually uses this as the exact opposite psak, which is like so strange. And he says that what it means is that no kli, not referring to this inyan of specifically over here, the shulchan, but rather he holds that always the din is any kli that is mitzupeh, the tzipoy is bottled to the kli. This is how he passed it to the Ilchus Kehler. So then you have to ask yourself, so then why did we need the pasuk to tell me that the shulchan is called eitz? So unbelievably, the way that the Rambam learns it is that in the same way that the tzipoy cannot be mekabel tuma because it's bottled to the kli, but the kli that is mitzupeh also can't be mekabel tuma, because now it's covered by something that is not the kli. And the Torah was telling us that the only way that you have a kli that's mekabel is if it is the thing that's being meshamish the usage. Just because the tzipoy is bottle, that only tells me that tzipoy is bottle, that it's not considered to be a kli itself, because it's basically for something else. But the kli is not able to function as a kli directly, and therefore it's also not mekabel tuma. Oh my God. So if it would be that it's just because the shulchan, the Torah called the shulchan eitz, that's why it would be mekabel tuma, because it was kli eitz. That's why we needed the eitz at the beginning. That's one approach to the Rambam. Chazanish does not like that approach. And by the way, on the din of the Rambam, the Ravid goes totally to the opposite extreme. And he says, even pshute kli eitz that don't even have a base kibbol, if they're covered with, let's say, aluminum or whatever, then they would be mekabel tuma because of the tzipoy. They're mekabel tuma. The exact opposite of the Rambam. And the fact is, the Rosh says that pshat, and the Rosh on the Mishnah in Kalim says that pshat. So this Gemara ends up being a major, major question. So, which is very weird. Remember that the Mishnah had said that the idea over there was that everything that requires tefillah, again, because of the Kol Yisrael Chaverim Beregel, and everybody was allowed to walk around, except for the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, because they have a din of karka. So the question over there is, Mizbeach HaNechoshet, it says, Beferish, Adama, Tichti Mizbeach Adama, and the Mizbeach Adama Taselib is Avakta Allah Vetolotecha, which is, of course, a reference to at the time of the Mishkan. What we have as the big Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. It's called Adama. And the Mizbeach HaZahav is compared because it's called Rechtiv HaMenorah VaMizbechot, which means that putting the Mizbechot together implies that they both have the same din. Sehukshu Mizbechot Zelazeh. Same way that the Mizbeach HaNechoshet was called Adama. And the same way, the Mizbeach HaZahav, therefore, is not mekabel tuma because it's also called Adama. Whereas the Mishnah, the Tanakama, that said, Mipnei Shehein Kekarka, is argued with the Chachomim who say, Mipnei Shehein Mitzupim, which is like weird, because asks the Gemara, I mean, right now it appears that they're saying that because they're Mitzupim with Zahav or with Nechoshet, therefore, they're not mekabel tuma, which makes no sense, because that's the reason for them to be mekabel tuma. You see, if something is made out of wood, and it would really be kli eitz that we're assuming that nachas, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. But now you're telling me, since they were covered, which is the reason that they should be mekabel tuma, because we're going to go according to the cover, so then they would have a dinner kli matachot, because gold is a metal, and therefore what they're saying is backwards. So adarava. It should be the other way. It would be kivan de mitzupim, you know, they should be mitami. Says the Gemara, yeah, actually, that's what the Gemara, what the Mishnah meant. It means, mipnei she mitzupim, means that the Chachamim disagree, and they are mitame the Mizbech HaNechoshet because it's metal, it's covered with metal, or the Mizbech HaZav because it's covered with metal. Or there's another way of understanding it. The Rabbanan may be just pointing out Mipnei She'im Mitzupim, a question mark, meaning the Rabbanan are talking to Rabbi Eliezer, who was the Tanakama. So Rabbi Eliezer said that we learned it out from the Mizbech Adamat Taseri and so on. So Ma'adatech, why do you believe that we need Bechlal a Pasuk to tell me that they're not Mekabel Tumah? I mean, I'm assuming it's because that you figure that since they're Mitzupim, therefore they would be Mekabel Tumah. So we need a Pasuk to say, despite the fact that they're Mitzupim, nonetheless, they're considered to be eight, right? But that doesn't make any sense because the fact is that Miftal Botot Sipuyan Gabayu, since the Pasuk calls them eight Beferish, therefore I don't need the Pasuk that you brought, which is the Adama that the Torah called them Adama, but rather because they have a din of Kliyetz. Kliyetz is also Lenachas. And closes the Masechet with Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Elazar. If you take a look at the implications of coating a Mizbach HaZahav with gold, I mean, gold, like it's very, very thin gold over here, as we're going to see. It's not as if it was like a thick gold that covered over the Mizbeach. So Omer Rabbi Abu, Omer Rabbi Elazar, you could bring a raya from here, that Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Ur Shel Gihinom Sholetet Behem. There's no way that a Talmud Chacham would be nishlat by the fires of Gehenna, because it's a Kal V'chomer from the salamandra. Remember that mythical salamander that grows out of a fire that was burning for 7 years, of course, one year after the other. This is connected to the bris here of the 7 times 7. And then out comes the salamander, which is a tolda of the Eish. It's born of fire. So if somebody takes the dam of that salamandra and he uses it to cover himself, it protects him from the fire. So hasach midama ein ur sholetet bo, tamidei chachamim, who are literally made out of fire. No, melech, if you're a salamander, you know, you can grow out of a fire. But tamidei chachamim don't grow out of a fire. They are fire. So kol shekein, the ur shogeinam, dektiv alo kod dvarai keishnu mashem. So alachat kamah v'kamah that eish hageinam will not be shalit on them. Omer eish lakish, the truth is, it's not only on tamidei chachamim. Ein ur shel gehinom sholetet even on the poshei Yisrael. Forget about the Talmidei Chachamim. Kal v'chomer mi mizbeach hazahav. Because if you take a look at the mizbeach hazahav, how thick is the gold coating on the mizbeach hazahav? She'ina level ka'ovi dinar zahav. The coating was only the thickness of a dinar zahav. Rabbanei Aziri could take out a dinar zahav and show it to us. Well, you don't have one on you.
In Boca, I had one from a store. It's very cool.
Okay. But it is not very thick, that's for sure. And that Ovi of Dinar Zahav, take a look at all of the centuries that the Torah was brought on that Mizbeach and, never burned the wood at all. So Kama Shanim Ein Or Sholetet Po. So that was obviously a get of an ace that it's not Shaykh to be Sholet on the Mizbeach. Poshei Yisrael, who are Malayim Mitzvot Kerimon, Shtichtiv Kefelach HaRimon Rakatech. So your forehead, which is the Rekanim Shabach, those are like, what is most empty of you, is Alachat Kama VeKama, that the Ur Shogehenam cannot be shalate on them. Hadron Alachomer BeKedesh. Where's Richie when you need him? I can't believe this. Richie, all this just to avoid giving out a little bit of drink? My gosh. Hadron ala chomer bekodesh, v'slik ala mesechet chagiga. This Richie's really not there. Hadron ala mesechet chagiga v'adra chalan, da'atan ala mesechet chagiga v'da'ata chalan, lo nitne sheminach mesechet chagiga v'lo titne sheminan, lo be'alma hadein v'lo be'alma da'ate. Hadron alach mesechet chagiga v'adra chalan. Daitan alach mesechet chagiga v'daitan chalan. Lo nitnashim minach mesechet chagiga v'lo titnashim minan. Lo be'alma hadein v'lo be'alma da'ati. Adana lach mesechet chagiga v'adra chalan. Da'atana lach mesechet chagiga v'data chalan. Lo din nashim inach mesechet chagiga v'lo din nashim inan. Lo be'alma hadein v'lo be'alma de'ati. Two times? Is that the third time? I did the three times. Okay. I'm so thinking about Richard, I can't even concentrate on my times. Onu amelim veim amelim. Onu amelim umekabelim sachar veim amelim veinam mekabelim sachar. Onu ratzim veim ratzim. Onu ratzim lechayei haolam haba veim ratzim leve'er shachat. Shenemar ve'atar Elohim toridem leve'er shachat. Anshe damim umirma lo yachetzu yemehem v'ani eftach ba'ol. Yiratzo milfanech adonai Eloheinu kishem she'azartanu lesayem esechet chagiga כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרנו, שלא ימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרנו וזר זרנו עד עולם, ויתקיים בנו, ותלך תנחה אותך, ושורבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כי וי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. יתקדש ויתקדש שמי רבה, ויעמדו עתיד להתחדת ולך ימיתי, אבל עסק עליך ילמה למבנה קרתא דירושלים, ולשקלו אליך עלי בגבי למקר פוחן הנוכרו מיירו, ולעתיו הבוכן הדשמי אלי יתרי וימליך קודש ובריך ומחות ויקרי ויצמח פורקני ויקרב משיחי וחי חונו ויומי חונו וחי לכו בית ישראל בעגלו וזמן קריב ומלו אמן וישמי רבה מברך לעולם ולעולמי עולמיה יתפרח וישתבח ויתפועה ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתעדור ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי תקודשה בריחו לאלה מנקו ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דאמירה מעולמה ויבלו אמן ישראל ויערו בנן ויעל תמידיון ויעל כל תמידי תמידיון ויעל כל מנדי עוסקים ביוראי תדיבת רק קדישה דין ודיבכל אתר ויתר יהלו הון וכון שלום הרב אחינו וכיס לברחמי וחיי עריכי ובזוני רביכי ופורקנה בנקוד עמה ועמדי בשמיה והרב ויבלו אמן
אמן
יש לומר רבה משמעיה וחיים טובים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרומה ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. סימן די ומה זאת די ומה זאת די וסימן די ומה זאת די ומה זאת די וסימן די ומה זאת די ומה זאת די
אלינו.
If this is really Dumbledore would be proud of what this sounds like.
Yeah,
L'chaim, 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 Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.